Sanhedrin Perkalf Mishnah Dal. Dina Nefashis Be'esrim V'Shloish. Dina Nefashis is with 23 Dayanim. That's cases when a person's life is on the line. If he committed crimes, that would he'd be Chayiv Misa for. Hareveya Vanirva Be'esrim V'Shloish. Reveya is an animal that has relations with a woman, and a Nirva is a man that has relations with an animal. Be'esrim V'Shloish. Since the punishment is Misa, there's 23. This Mishnah is going to list the ones that have 23. So why is the animal killed, and why is the woman killed, and the man? Shenema varakta se'isha v'sabeima. Because it says to kill the woman and the animal. That's roveya. V'oimer v'sabeima taregu. And by a nirva, when the man has relations with an animal, it says v'sabeima taregu. But we see from the fact that it says varakta se'isha v'sabeima, it puts them together, that they both have a din of 23, and the same thing with a man and an animal. Everybody would have a din of 23 dayanim. Shora niskal be'esim u'shloisha. This is a shore that kills a human being. It's chayv skila. So you down the shore with 23. Shenemar hashor yisokel v'gam bal of yumas. The shore is stoned and the master is killed. It doesn't mean in this case the master is killed. The Gemara darshins, it doesn't mean he's physically killed. But there's a drasha here. K'misas abalim kach misas hashor. But just like the way the man would be killed in a normal case where he actually is killed is with 23, so too when you kill the shore, that's the drasha, you kill it with 23 dayanim. Hazev, a wolf, ari, a lion, adov, a bear, a nomer, some learn a leopard, some learn a tiger, vabardalis, this is actually a shaila what this animal is, because in this case, it has to be a dangerous one, I believe some learn it's a hyena, vahanochash, and a snake, misosin be'esim b'shloisha. Tanakama holds that you kill these animals with 23, which implies, Tanakama holds that these animals can have owners, and they can be domesticated, otherwise you would just kill them, because they're mazik. So here, you see that there's a bialis to them, and they're judged like a shor niskal, because it's lav dafka shor niskal. It's really any animal, but it has to be owned, just like a shor. And you see the Tanakama held that these animals can also be owned. Rabbi Eliezer Omer kol hakoydim lahargan zachar. Rabbi Eliezer says that if any of these animals killed somebody, you don't have to wait for dayanim and take this animal to Beis Din. If you find this animal, even if you're not the owner, whoever goes and kills it should kill it. As Lamafreya, we see that this animal never should have been raised, was not able to be trained and domesticated, and you should kill it. Rabbi Kiva Aymer Misasin Be'esim Ushloishim. Rabbi Kiva learns, according to the Rav, that just like the Tanakama, that you could technically train any of these animals, and therefore all these animals would have 23. The only thing Rabbi Kiva is adding or he's disagreeing with is the Nachash, the snake. That he would agree with Rabbi Eliezer, his Rabbi, that everybody should go and kill a snake. Once a snake kills, even if it's a domesticated, so-called trained snake.